Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily Tesla and electric vehicle news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Wednesday, June 29th. Tesla has managed to ramp up production at Gigafactory Texas to thousands of units per week, adding local production of the Model Y Long Range on top of the Standard Range Edition. The ramp-up has been difficult as Tesla has been building the Model Y at Gigafactory Texas with the new 4680 battery cell and structural battery pack. We're not sure how many of those are coming out. Some buyers are taking delivery of the Model Y Long Range from Gigafactory Texas, but they're being told by the Tesla advisors that the vehicle is equipped with the older 2170 cells and not the new format. Tesla has been aiming to produce 10,000 vehicles per week at the factory by the end of the year, but so far, Tesla has been secretive about the numbers leading up. One source familiar with the matter says that Tesla is making as many as 5,000 vehicles per week. Also, a recent drone flyover of the factory shows that Tesla is getting hundreds of cars out every day. Even if the ramp-up is still leaning on the older battery cell format, it's still great news for Tesla. Just yesterday, we reported that Volkswagen CEO Herbert Diess believed that Tesla ramping up production at three places at once would give Volkswagen a bit of an edge with their own efforts. If you ask me, I think that when the Shanghai plant is done with their revamp, production capacity will skyrocket in a very short time. I think this is primarily due to the Chinese work ethic and, we'll say, the Chinese manager's ethic. Berlin could be a tough one to get going at full speed, however. Samsung SDI is reportedly setting up a new pilot production line to build 4680 battery cells for Tesla. This will be the third big manufacturer to try to secure volume contracts to supply Tesla with the new format. The Korean publication called The Elec reports that the new production line is being prepared at its Cheonan plant in South Korea. Interestingly, the publication also reports that Samsung is planning to test a production of a similar battery cell for BMW. The new line is slated for a capacity of 1 gigawatt hour, but this number will grow as the line becomes successful for Tesla, being the buyer. While Tesla is planning their own production for the battery cells, Samsung expertise may outscale Tesla's internal numbers if sought through. Panasonic and LG are also producing the new cell for Tesla, both of which have already made investments in new lines. If you ask me, Tesla scoring these contracts is a big deal for the future. Regarding battery supply constraints compared to the chip shortage, there will be a big battery bottleneck. Or is it a small bottleneck? Either way, the battle for battery hegemony continues. Tesla has laid off about 200 people working at its San Mateo offices as they closed the location. Most of the employees were working as autopilot data labelers. LinkedIn is now flooding with posts from now former employees after the automaker let them know yesterday that they would be shutting down the office. The layoffs are part of a larger mass layoff effort at Tesla initiated earlier this month. Elon Musk claimed that it would be only for salaried employees at first, but then it wound up being hourly workers who were affected as well. It's actually surprising that people in the autopilot and self-driving programs are being affected, considering how important the programs are to the company. As a matter of fact, about 2 weeks ago, Musk said, quote, "The overwhelming focus is on solving full self-driving. That's essential. It's really the difference between Tesla being worth a lot of money or worth basically zero." Now, despite these layoffs, Tesla might have a trick up their sleeve. Tesla has also been working on an auto-labeling device that could reduce the need for manual workers. Back in December, Tesla released footage of an automatic system that was already in use. This update was released by Tesla's head of AI, Andrei Karpathy. And wouldn't you know it, that same head of AI went on a four-month sabbatical leave starting in late March. Tesla watchers are actually worried that he may not return to resume his role at Tesla. However, there's still plenty of time left on the announced schedule. Stockholm-based wind farm and solar developer OX2 has applied for a permit to build a massive 5.5 gigawatt offshore wind farm in the Baltic Sea. If approved, it would be the largest single offshore wind farm in the world. Right now, the largest planned farm is a cluster that is run by Ørsted. That one's located in the North Sea. With the planned site called Aurora, it would be about 30 kilometers from the island of Åland. They'll be using equipment from Mingyang Smart Energy in Zhongshan in Guangdong, China. At any rate, if the site reaches completion by the planned year of 2030, it'll produce about 24 terawatt hours per year, enough to power 17% of the total electricity consumption in Sweden. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.